is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 15th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of journalist and writer Arianna Huffington, born in Athens in 1950, went to Cambridge, moved to America in 1980. She was a conservative columnist, but over the years she's become less and less conservative. Arianna Huffington wrote, "One of the definite changes in my thinking was born of the hard reality I confronted when I discovered how much easier it was raising money for the opera and fashionable museums than for at-risk children. So I came to recognize that the task of overcoming poverty will not be achieved without the raw power of government appropriations." Her book, How to Overthrow the Government, came out in the year 2000. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Richard Russo, born in Johnstown, New York, 1949, author of many novels about small-town life in New England, Nobody's Fool and Empire Falls included. It's the birthday of novelist Iris Murdoch, born in Dublin to Anglo-Irish parents in 1919, whose novels include A Severed Head, the Sea, and Jackson's Dilemma. She was a philosopher before she was a novelist, wrote 26 novels over 40 years, wrote them all in longhand, copied them out, sealed them in two handwritten manuscripts in plastic bags, and carried them down to her publisher herself, and never let any editor change a word of what she had written. It's the birthday of Clive Cussler, born in Aurora, Illinois, 1931, whose novels about underwater action adventures have sold more than 120 million copies around the world. The hero is a federal agent named Dirk Pitt, the special projects director for the National Underwater and Marine Agency, who exposes government corruption and also explores for lost treasure. It's the birthday of Ralph Hammond Innes, born in the county of Sussex, England, in 1914, who wrote 35 novels, including Delta Connection, Wreckers Must Breathe, and The Doppelganger. It's the birthday of Thomas Bulfinch, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1796, famous for his books about legends and myths of other cultures, and especially Greek and Roman myths, collected in 1855 in his book The Age of Fable, which became known as Bulfinch's Mythology, a basic reference work for many, many years. Here's a poem for today by Susan Cataldo, entitled At the Children's Violin Concert. Firmly bowed strands of horsehair, tightened or gathered up by a small hand, to play a piece by J.S. Bach, who drank 36 cups of coffee every day. I like him because he was inspired by his belief in God, and he played the organ in a church in Leipzig, and he walked on cobblestone streets to his home every evening, where he fathered many children and wrote music for his wife to clean house by. He worked hard all his life, and when he died, he left us all the little notes he made for himself while he was alone. A poem by Susan Cataldo at the Children's Violin Concert. From Drenched, Selected Poems of Susan Cataldo, 1979 to 1999. Published by Telephone Books. And used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.